Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gratch. Nydia Diaz has a problem.
Late 2007, beginning of 2008, I noticed a change in our industry.
Diaz is a bail bondswoman. You hire somebody like her when you're charged with a crime and you can't afford bail.
She posts your bail. In exchange, you pay her a 10% fee, and you put up some property as collateral.
The setup worked fine for years, until 2008. And the collapse of the real estate market.
The properties that we were holding as collateral on the bonds, their equity just dropped immensely. Most of the properties were upside down, and we were caught in a little bit of a dilemma.
The dilemma? Those upside down property values meant her clients had a lot less to lose if they skipped town.
These people decided to go ahead and fail to appear in court.
Some of her clients ended up overseas, where it's easier to hide.
Under the Sun on WLRN and the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting teamed up to explore the shadowy world of hunting fugitives during a down economy. Reporter Tristram Corton tracked Nydia Diaz and her team.
It's a cold December night in the city of South Miami. Two pickup trucks pull up at a townhouse in a working-class neighborhood. Four burly men pile out.
We're doing our best for the left.
The men strap on bulletproof vests. In bold yellow letters across the front are the words, Surety Agent. They carry handguns, tasers, and pepper spray. The agents march up to a door. It's midnight. Standing among them is Nydia Diaz. She's a petite Cuban-American wearing Louis Vuitton heels and a .38 caliber pistol. A young woman cracks open the door.
Estamos buscando a José Fernández y a María Fernández León.
Diaz owns Best Bail Bonds in Miami. She and her agents are looking for Jose Fernandez and his daughter Maria. The father and daughter were charged in 2008 with running a marijuana grow house in Central Florida. They jumped bail and left Diaz owing the court more than $200,000. The only way for Diaz to get the money back is to bring in Jose and Maria. Tonight, that's brought Diaz to the home of Jose's other daughter, Yanis Leydis. Diaz tracked the father-daughter fugitives to a city in Mexico and took photographs. But after 2 years, prosecutors in Marion County have done nothing to bring them back. That means Diaz is on her own in this hunt.
Are they still in Mexico, yes or no?